You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian authorities say daily case figures should start to show a more accurate representation of virus transmission in the community. For the first time, the state's daily tally included positive cases from rapid antigen tests, or RATs, and comes as parts of the country are increasing reliance on RAT testing to ease pressure on PCR clinics. State Health Minister Martin Foley says while it's troubling that cases have doubled in 24 hours to exceed 51,000, it must be noted that the daily tally includes the delayed reporting of cases from up to a week ago.
So my message to Victorians is, yes, that was a high number, but it reflects the pent-up demand of a full week of unreported rapid antigen test results. We would expect, as the system plays out over the next few days, in the context of increasing numbers in the wider community, that initial number will come back substantially.
Currently, people who live in Victoria and Tasmania who test positive with a RAT test need to personally notify health authorities, allowing their infection to be counted in official case tallies. Over the weekend, Queensland also adopted the system, and New South Wales is expected to also follow suit next week. New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns says the delay is unacceptable.
We need to know the true state of affairs in terms of COVID positive patients so that resources can be deployed to communities that have rising case numbers. Wednesday doesn't seem that far away, but in reality, we need that ability to update your status on the Service First New South Wales app almost immediately. Victoria introduced that change overnight, but it does allow their health authorities to plan for the future days, weeks and months ahead. We need that ability right here in New South Wales.
Health experts warn daily coronavirus figures will continue to escalate until next month. Infectious diseases expert Robert Boy says the Omicron outbreaks should peak soon in populous states, then stabilise next month.
Well, Omicron has been just quite extraordinary. We've seen it all over the world. Every continent is surging with Omicron. Every continent has Omicron already as number one. What we see happening so very fast and recede very fast as well. We could be peaking in the east coast of Australia within a couple of weeks and seeing real declines in February.
And it's thought that around 2 weeks after that peak, Australia's hospital system is expected to face its greatest pressure of the entire pandemic. In anticipation, Queensland will now join New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia in suspending non-urgent elective surgery. Dr. John Gerrard is Queensland's chief health officer.
Our biggest issue in hospitals at the moment is the number of staff that are having either to quarantine because they're contacts or in isolation because they have the virus themselves.
Meanwhile, from Monday, Australians who test positive for COVID-19 through a rapid antigen test will be able to make a claim for the pandemic leave disaster payment. Up to $750 per week can be claimed based on lost hours at work while in isolation. In order to claim, an individual will need to show evidence of a positive RAT result from a testing clinic or health professional, or confirmation that they've registered a positive result from a home-administered test from their state health department. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.